Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, this is the second hour, I assume, correctly? Okay. I'm Roy Masters, and this is the second hour of Advice Line. And you can listen to me from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. West Coast time on your radio station. If you can't get me on the radio station locally, then you go to FHU.com and listen to Roy Live, or instead of the middle of the night, you can listen to archives. It's the same thing, except you can't call, that's all. So the number to call me is 800-866-8883. And I gave you 6 to 9 p.m. West Coast time. You figure out wherever you are, okay? You're smart, you know where you are. You're with the time zone. All right. So we are fighting what I predicted 25 years ago. And then some. I had a house. I only paid a little. I paid, I think, $53,000 on it. It took me 45 years to pay it off. But it became a house, you know, on the water. And I bought a boat. And I go fishing. And I go to the islands. I have fun with my kids. I brought them up there. I'm not there anymore. The house is still there. And the family goes there because I've got a huge family, but I don't go there. And they only go there for just a little while. And the reason is, I've seen it coming. And what's happening today to your country, I have seen it coming. And the media struck me hard. And this doesn't bother me. It made me look like something I'm not, if you know what I mean. It made it very difficult for me in the last 50 years. But I am strong, and I know how to deal with all these things. You can't stop me. Even in my old age, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do.
Do you ever feel like you're getting over?
Okay, so we get little interruptions of mistakes when the commercial starts and I'm in the middle of my talking. I don't know how that's happening, but it does happen sometimes. All right. So, we you know, these we've got, you know, people working in the evening is a very difficult time. People, we're being taught how to do this. It's not easy, I have to tell you. So anyway, the battle of the battle against terrorism. I didn't know the ISIS or Shmisis. I didn't know what its name. I knew that we were going to be overcome. I knew we were going to have a third world war, and I described it to the T. I warned you, but I didn't have enough people to warn. See, I'm hoping I have enough people to warn before you become a communist nation. And the reason is because you're afraid to speak up. If a white president did that, and the white president have done that and been sort of dismissed from office, but this one can do what he wants because you're guilty. And you hate, begin to resent him. And when you feel resent him, you feel guilty. Or you become angry and you do the wrong stupid things. You probably want to start a war or a fight. That's not the answer. The answer is learning to speak up. Learning to let people know in a certain way, the way I am right now, isn't very popular stuff. In other words, to speak the way I am right now, if I was on television or doing a commercial run and do a commercial program, well, Nobody. I mean, nobody would let me on the air. It was a strange kind of thing. I was used to buy my time on my stations, but now all of a sudden, the stations are picking me up, but not in a commercial way. They may use the breaks as commercials. I don't know what they do, but they seem to like what I'm doing. And so they're giving me a free shot, but the cost of that shot is huge to get it there. See, to get the producers and the machinery at work, it takes a lot of money. I need it from you. Thank you very much.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, so listen carefully. Good evening. The battle against terrorism, foreign and domestic, now hear what I'm saying. Terrorism is caused your mental condition. Cruelty and terrorism is exactly on a family level, on a school level. Oh, it's so many different levels. But terrorism can be in your own family, in your own school, in your own university, bullying you into submission and bullying you to learn things that are stupid and rewarding you for your stupidness because of your anxiety to get a degree and not strong enough to stand up and say, excuse me, this is tripe. So you can get thrown out. Or stand up, make your point. No, I want to discuss it. I don't want to be, you're not going to throw me out. I'm paying for it. You don't see, there's a movie made by the, you know, on that subject not long ago. I don't know how it fared, but it was interesting to watch the student standing up to the teacher and winning. That's what my daughter did. I remember certain things of my kids used to do. I said, if you're not going to let anybody teach you anything. If it doesn't make any sense to you, you just put it aside. And so one day, this is my favorite one. My daughter, I said, listen, you know, you don't have to put up with anything. You learn it if it's good. If you think it's sound, you have to be the judge. Is it sound? Then, okay. If it's not sound, no. Stand up to the teacher. So one day the teacher says, Diane, I'm losing my patience with you. And Diane stood up just the way I taught her. I didn't give her these words. She said, excuse me, teacher, but if you had patience, you couldn't lose it. Sat down. And she had to pay a price for it. And she paid a price, and then she made fun of the price. And the teacher almost lost her equilibrium, and that's the way it should be. Oh, now we have a lifeboat, a boat, and it's sinking, and there's only one lifeboat. Okay, but is there 10 people, only carries 5? What would you do? And she stood up and said, I don't know till I get there. The teacher was crazy. She said again, I don't know till I get there. And you're not going to involve me with your game you're playing. The answer is, I don't know till I get there. That's it. And it's dead on. So I brought my kids up not to be willful, or some of them are, I'll see to that before I leave this earth, I guarantee you. But it's all part of being a father. I'm glad I got married and didn't become a philosopher. Who was said that? I can't remember who said it, but never mind. It doesn't come to mind, but I got it from him. No, it wasn't Plato. It was Aristotle, I think. I think it was him. But anyway, where was I now? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to say that you need your courage. And if you have the courage, when I say courage, courage is not a feeling. Courage isn't something you master. Courage is something that is mastered. In other words, you don't know how else to be. Now, that's a strange thing. Let me see if I can reconstruct that. And I want you to call me. Because if you understand what I'm about to say, you will be cured from nearly anything. You will be cured just by understanding it and recognizing it and then saying and finding yourself doing it because of the faith in the truth of it. See, now, how is the truth expressed? It depends upon who speaks it. So if a pastor quotes Jesus with a certain passion that they have, or a certain quietness, sweetness and light, or strength, which is really bullying, and you cringe a little bit, but the strength in it gets inside you, and instead of good coming into you, you become the facade of a Christian. You're not really going to be any real Christian. You're not going to be able to stand up for anything. You're going to be yield to the voice, the spoken word of the pastor. And then he will greet you at the door and say, "How are you doing, Mrs. Ponsonberry?" "Oh, thank you, preacher. Everything's wonderful." And that's it. He reprogrammed you, and you didn't even see it. So what do I mean by standing your ground effortlessly? Standing your ground without feeling that you are standing your ground. And there's no feeling of power. It's just that you can't be touched. And the adversary will try to upset you and work at it. And you could have a whole gang of people doing it, and it doesn't touch you, and there's something magical about it. Let me just give you an example of your Bible. So everybody was ready to kill this woman who allegedly committed adultery. And Jesus walks in between them. And they say, "Get out of the way." I suppose how they yelled and screamed at him. I can imagine it. "Get out of the way." I says, "Which of you judge this woman?" "It's the law," they said. He says, "Yes, it's the law." "So which one of you has no sin, throw the first stone." But think of this. Do you think just ordinary words would have done it? If you would have stood in front of the people like that, they would have thrown the stones at you. I guarantee you. But there's something about his demeanor and your misdemeanor. You've missed the demeanor. And that's why you can't do that. Or you could and may not get away with it the way he did. Because it's who said it and where he's coming from, juxtapose as to the whole lot, where they're coming from. A bunch of cowards. And full of anger, looking to vent their hatred onto something innocent. And that's the system. The bully cannot function without an appeaser. But in this world, if you don't have what I just say you should have, which is exactly like him, Jesus, he says, "All the things I can do, you can also do." So there's a mystery to that. You have no need that anyone should teach you, and know you not, you are the temple of the living God, and the Spirit dwells within. And if that's the case, you feel nothing. You feel no fear. You feel no courage. It's magic happens. I've proved it many, many times. And I'm speaking on this program, and no one rises to fight me. Nobody for 55 years. All I get is a raspberry once in a while. Or a Donald Duck. That's what I get. That's about all I get from that. See, I can do Donald Duck too. Nobody argues with me. Nobody confronts me. Maybe with a gun, who knows? But so far, so good. And it wouldn't make much difference anyway. See? Because the whole purpose of life is to stand your ground and to be outstanding from all others, so that they can see you at the distance and say, this person's different. And if you happen to be in a situation like a bar, not that you want to be there, but say you got to meet somebody there, and you have all these people around you, ruffians, and some of them will try to take you on, they won't be able to touch you. And they won't know what hit them. It is something that's radiating from you. It's not just the words. It's who's saying them. Can you hear what I'm saying? Is it striking you? Are you getting angry with me? Hello there. Are you angry? Okay. Why are you angry with me? Oh, because I'm telling you the truth. You don't like to admit that you're a coward or a bully, correct? You don't like me to say that you're not yourself lately, nor have you been yourself at all for your whole life. All you've done is play the role of everybody else who's a bully and use the same words, and as you're a coward, you have the same thoughts. You give in. And maybe you think to yourself, maybe I don't love him enough. Because your anger turns into guilt, and guilt drives you to try to pacify the bully. And all it does is it emboldens him. And if it doesn't, if it looks like he's not emboldened, which means he accepts your apology, but he's the one that's really guilty, and you're guiltier. But you're more addicted to his approval. Now you've sunk lower. Going along to get along makes you sink lower. However, what if you can cause the other person to go along with you? But not so much that. Is to neutralize, overcome the overcomer by dealing perfectly with the imperfect person. Because in the imperfect person, it's not the person that's doing it to you, it is the spirit of Paradise Lost that's acting through them in their mesmeric state. Mesmeric is hypnotic, traumatic, traumatized to be a certain person. So whether you're a Christian or you're a Muslim or you're Jewish or you're communist or you're a bloody murderer, it doesn't matter. The process is exactly the same thing. Every murderer looks like the same murderer, the same reasons. The same psychological reasons, the same excuses, which is all given to him. And so there is hardly anybody, it's you're born a goat and you die one. And it doesn't matter how you succeed in life. You succeed in life at other people's expense and people riding on your coattails. And you're rewarding them for their support, but you're making all the money. And so what I'm trying to say is we need to have freedom. But I say to you, you have to be free from other people's cruelty and free from other people's seductiveness. See, there's two forms of evil. The first form is bully. One of the forms is bully, even though the first form was seduction. I didn't eat the food. He said, I didn't die. I ate the food and didn't die. Oh, wow, that is, makes it interesting. So maybe God really wants to deceive if you're a man. And maybe that's the extra language. But maybe it isn't. But whatever it was, you weren't born like that. You inherited his lot, so you're still not guilty. But the point is, your behavior has passed on to one of those two. Doing unto others what was done unto you. And so, while you're a coward before your bully, you might be a bully before a coward. So do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Take some kind of magic and not just the verse and chapter. Be right back.
Christmas used to mean more than mere commercial exploitation. It used to be a time for family, for unity, in the remembrance of Jesus Christ. This Christmas, consider helping Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding put Christ back into Christmas by making a donation of $19.95 per month, or whatever you can afford, and help Roy's all-listener-supported program pay forward the help he and his Foundation of Human Understanding have done for you over the years. My dad is a pioneer in helping our returning troops overcome the ravages of PTSD without drugs. He has given away over 300,000 copies of his life-saving techniques to our troops. Go to FHU.com and then to the donate page. If you think about how much your life has been changed by what Roy Masters has helped you understand over these many years, if you think about how many people's lives have been changed because of you over these many years, and think about the future as you continue to help keep this program on the airwaves. FHU.com and then to the donate page. Thank you. The Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3 church.
Okay, so let me restart. The battle against terrorism, both foreign and domestic. So I tell you that your battle with your butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. So it doesn't matter. They're all broken. And they do little mean things to you. And the kids in school do mean things to just the kid that's just come into the class and still got innocence. They all gang up, coward little creatures they are. I could tell you a story. I was 7 years old. My mother didn't know what happened to me. I didn't come back from school. And she went out looking for me. I was just finishing polishing off the last of 12 people. I said, I'll take you on one at a time, 7 years old. Okay, that's my life. And I don't know how it was the case. I remember feeling nothing. No fears, nothing. As I went through life, a trickle of fear came here and there, but disappeared. And everything came out like it should. It's like some magical powder was, you know, perfumed me. So that's all I can say. And it only took me these for 35 years and having written several books. By the way, one of the books you really should get is Meaning and Happiness. You really need to get that. And the other book I recommend is my favorite book of all books. Is the Kobori's manuscript and its hardcover. I have 10,000 of them, and I one of these evening maybe I'll read some passages of that, which are, John, and all of John. I'm not quite sure because I haven't read it for a long time, but in the back of the book, appendix, they have the Aramaic word for the word that is marked in the book, and I can't remember the term that is used. It's the word that goes slanted just a little. What is that? Italicized. And so, and you go to the book and look up that word, what good is, and you'll be surprised. It may take a whole page of what that word meant to them then. And if you put that in there, then you really will understand, as they understood, the old Christians, the ancient Christians, you'll understand it. You need to get a copy. It's only $10. It's 100 pages, a wonderful gift for everybody. It's nothing that Roy Masters wrote. It was Roy Masters loved this, because that manuscript, the Koboris manuscript, was discovered in year 300 in the Far East somewhere, and it was translated from the Aramaic. And Dwight Eisenhower and Foster Dulles whisked it away after they read it, and it was a big score. The newspapers were full, and put it in the Library of Congress. But I got the little pieces of it, and it's beautiful. And it's only $10. What a wonderful gift that would be. And I have read from that book 25 years ago, and taken that book and read it and ad-libbed what it meant. And we have 87 hours of that ready up on the website. If they're not ready, they're getting ready. And if you want to get them, used to be on cassette, now it's on the usual way of getting it, download or on a CD. And they've got all different titles. And you probably want to get the whole lot sooner or later. All right. Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. You can send a donation, please. Thank you. And let me see, FHU.com. If you're riding along in a car and you just catch hold of this program, I do everything ad lib. I don't read, maybe a word or two sometimes it's just to get me going. I'll just read something to you in just a minute if you like. But right now, would you write down FHU.com? Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com. That's it. And if you want to donate, FHU.com/donate. But you can get my program on archive or live. And so that becomes your radio station. So you tell your friends about the radio stations, because you can hear me at any time you want. You don't have to listen in the middle of the night. You don't have to call me if you don't want to. Okay? So let me just... I'm going to read something to you, just one thing. And I try to read it to you, but I keep jumping away from it and ad-libbing. Here it is. The battle against terrorism, both foreign and domestic, is a conflict between good and evil. Now I'm going to add something to it. It could be a neighbor next door. It could be your kids. It could be your father, your mother, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. But people are cruel and warlike for two reasons. Because they've inherited agendas from Paradise Lost. It descends generationally through the generations, so all of behaviors are the same. The reason why people kill the people, why they abuse each other, the reason why they don't know what love is, and they get in trouble with being loved, looking for love in all the wrong places, and nothing works. Your life doesn't work. That's why you have anxiety, because you don't know what love is. And you don't understand what hate is yet. But hate is all you got, and appeasement is all you got, as if it was love. That's all. And no wonder you're confused. No wonder you can be programmed to do anything. The behavior opens you to those two things. Being upset, you're done. If you listen to me, the reason why I'm carrying on this way is because some of you will love me for it. Because I'm saying something good, and I'm attacking the bad guy. But you love it. I know you do. You love when I speak this way. I don't have to be this strong, of course. But I can tell you that there's nobody sitting here and that listening to me is going to speak up to me. I'm challenging you. Do it, but it's too late. If you do it in anger, I own you. Don't you understand? I own you in a much better way than you would own me if you had got me to be angry with you. If you get angry with me and I'm not being the angry, I'm just being strong and not being wrong.
Christmas used to mean more than mere commercial exploitation. It used to be a time for family, for unity, in the remembrance of Jesus Christ. This Christmas, consider helping Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding put Christ back into Christmas by making a donation of $19.95 per month, or whatever you can afford, and help Roy's all-listener-supported program pay forward the help he and his Foundation of Human Understanding have done for you over the years. My dad is a pioneer in helping our returning troops overcome the ravages of PTSD without drugs. He has given away over 300,000 copies of his life-saving techniques to our troops. Go to FHU.com and then to the donate page. If you think about how much your life has been changed by what Roy Masters has helped you understand over these many years, if you think about how many people's lives have been changed because of you over these many years, and think about the future as you continue to help keep this program on the airwaves, FHU.com and then to the donate page. Thank you. Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3 church. Do you ever feel like you're getting overwhelmed by your own thoughts? Scientists have now seen that thinking leads to behavior. Good thoughts lead to good behaviors. Unhappy, angry thoughts lead to bad ones. Now imagine for just one moment a safe place where you can step away from your thoughts. That's why you need to go to www.antidoteforall.com.
We're always reaching out for an answer and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
7 minutes that will change your life. This technique is being used in the military by people who have been emotionally damaged. Go to www.antidoteforall.com and make a tax-deductible donation so that we can help a veteran, an active-duty military person that you'll never meet, have a better life than they ever dreamed possible.
Yes, you can download that on your iPhone and what's the other one called? Android. So you can go to the foundation, but it needs to be a little bit fixed sometimes. So just for the time being, you can go to antidoteforall.com. Simple. And then you can go to what I call a little bit more advanced. You may not need it. You know, this is free, no charge, my pleasure, enjoy it, and it may be just enough for you. 7 minutes, that's all, and no religious words. I'm just leading you to the threshold of another a dimension. And that dimension talks to you, not in English and not in Spanish, not any language. It speaks to you intuitively, and you know without knowing why you know. And you stand there. If you're standing up against the person, you're glued to the ground, and you don't move. And you don't. And whatever move and whatever thing you say is powerful, overcoming the overcomer by not being overcome. See. If you react, you've been overcome. If you yield, you'll be overcome. If you get angry and try to overcome the overcomer, you may, but you become them. You don't see? Or you become extension of them, the appeaser. There is no other choice. Doesn't exist. All your thoughts are the same as everybody else thinks. But every disease has its own thoughts, exactly.
Program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, everybody. Here I am, my earphones. And it's for my iPhone. I'm stuck in my earphones, so I'm just going to put it in so I can hear myself talk. There I am. I say the enemy you're fighting is not a person. And when you look around you, you see hypocrisy and cruelty. Hypocrisy is sweet and nice, but, you know, it knows how to take advantage of you. And you can't say no to it, so go and so forth. People are cruel and warlike. And they have two ways of fighting you. One minute they're nice to you, and that minute they suddenly change their face. And so each one of those, somebody's nice to you, and then all of a sudden they change their face. You're just about to speak up to them, and they get angry with them. And then they stay calm. Well, you're angry with me. I didn't do anything wrong. But all of a sudden you feel like you did something wrong because you got angry. There's a nice person standing there all of a sudden. Why are you so angry? See, so it's a war. And you have to understand the rules. The person, the enemy we're fighting, is not the person themselves. They are spirits. And for this reason, we must be very mindful of how you and me react to their assortment of outrageous injustices, lies. It is true that we should hate evil, which is to say reject it, but you can't reject it by being angry with it. In order to reject it, you must be careful not to resent the person in whom the poison dwells. The reason is subtle, and that from one root springs forth endless branches of suffering to no end. 95% of all diseases are from your overreaction to the dark side of another person. Okay. By resenting a being made in the image of God, you are unknowingly tracked or tricked into rejecting the creature's spirit within you, hence conflict and confusion. Let me say that again. By resenting someone, a human being, made in the image of God, but having within them something they don't understand that isn't them, and tricks you to accepting them as a good person when they're not, or tricks them into making you angry. You see? So what you're really rejecting is the spirit within you when you do that. When you take it upon yourself to fight to hurt the hurter back, the person who's a bully will overcome you, or you will overcome them, and that's just as bad. You just change roles. Now you're the bully, and he's the coward, and the appeaser. And you see, you can change roles. You can do unto others what was done unto you, but perfectly, if you knew what perfect was, and you cannot do this yet, do unto others what you would have them do unto you. But that is a got to come from a special place. See, so when you start to resent the person who's made in the image of God, you have actually, even though he may be broken, even may be ugly and all rendered helpless and, you know, deformed, is still a human being in the image of God, and there's a spirit in them that can be redeemed or not, but you don't know which. So you have to treat them all the same. And what is that treatment? Stand your ground and speak your mind if necessary or not, depending upon what comes to you. In other words, when I told you a little while ago, I said to my daughter, when you go to school, that you don't have to learn anything they tell you. It's better to fail in school and succeed in life than succeed in school and fail in life. That's exactly what you're dealing with. And she understood it. Before you know it, she's got her own business, and she's buying and selling cars and horses, and now she has a huge entertainment business. Huge You're going to see her on TV pretty soon. She's becoming very famous. What I'm trying to say to you is you don't, I don't know if it makes the point, but she always, if a person, she has a petting zoo. Let me give an example. And so you have those people who don't like petting zoos and don't like you to play with animals. And she's written laws about this. So she, what the person I'm about to tell you is, you don't know that, but she's helped to write laws about these things. She's so good at what she does. So one day a person called her out and says, your goat, he didn't know what to do. Everybody looked at him and at her. That's the magic. She may not have said exactly that, but it was something like that to make the point. She accused him of what he didn't do, of course, and he was doing the same, but she was more effective. That's all. And he ran away. And everybody came in the petting zoo. He didn't drive anybody away, and nobody messed with her anymore. Nobody messes with my daughter. She has her own program on Sunday, 12 o'clock. On many stations. Okay, so she chips off the old block. All my kids have this understanding of it, are getting better at it. And I'd like to think of you as my kids. I mean, I'm old enough to be, a lot of you, your grandpa. And maybe your father, who knows. But I like to play his role just for a little while to free you from the dark side, as I am freed. You shall know the truth, and it shall make you you shall be well, know the truth, and the truth will make you free. What's that mean? What is the truth? Is the truth an apple standing there? Yes, it is there. That's the truth. No, it's not. That's not the truth. Truth is something subtle. It's him who made the universe. He made you in his image. And he puts the laws in your heart. And your journey. And you don't have to do anything. You say, what good am I if I don't know? You're the agent. It's a beautiful thing to have a heavenly father as forever. And he loves you. And he tells you what to do. To go to the vineyard. And yes, father. And you have a good life doing it. Nothing can touch you. And your father loves you. Your father is you're connected to your spiritual father. And you could also say, yes, Father, I will go to the vineyard, but you don't. See? And I think I've made the point. Don't you agree? I look at myself. I said, how my fingernails, I'm chewing a piece of steak. And I see my jaws opening and closing. I said, how does this work? You can say that to every part of your body. I don't want to be rude, but you can do it. Everything works by itself. Now, there's two things that can happen. You can listen to what's right in your heart and let your spirit, who created you in his image, set you free to, meaning that you are born into a culture. Not his culture. Only the culture that you inherited from the lot, if you know what I mean. The lot, the atmosphere. It's in every generation in the world, and every culture in the world has a wicked head. Now, you had some questionable presidents, and you had some good ones. And you can feel the difference between this one, there's a present one you got, but see, you're accustomed to obeying. You're about accustomed to being whiny and give in to bullies and to authority. There is no authority in paradise. And paradise must be inside you. And you must live it on earth as it comes through you. It's called intuition. And if you have intuition when you're a kid, you always do. But you tend to forget it because through a hailstorm, a yellstorm, or whatever they call it, of angry thoughts and frustrations and being lost and feeling anxiety, all the above, and then some drugs, alcohol, women and men and divorces and marriage, and it's just misery. You cannot allow yourself to create your own future. There's a bad future and a good future. That's all you've got. You're coming into a bad future. You're coming into it, and in that, you must learn to stand your ground. And you're here to stand your ground and not look for pleasure. Did I say there would not be pleasure and mirth and happiness? I didn't say that. But there's two kinds of happiness. One that comes from the world around you and lifts you up and away from the truth that will set you free. And so the more pleasure you get, the more drugs you get, the more sex you get, the further you are, the more you are being molded from heaven, from the heaven of hell, hell's heaven, if you like, into the image of darkness. And inside you there's terrible conflict and confusion. Terrible conflict and confusion. And you do not, if you can look at your drug addiction and your alcohol and your smoking and you cannot stop, and you say, I can stop if I want to, but you can't, don't want to. Therefore, you think it's your own idea, you stupid fool. See? You're not in charge of that. You're not in charge of your life. Something else is. It always has from the very beginning, unless you're very intuitive, unless you can hold on to that intuition, unless you can be reprieved from the grips of horror and power and hypocrisy and cruelty. See, if you can deal with imperfect people perfectly, that's the key. Overcome the overcomer. How do you do it? It is having the spirit that counterreacts the spirit in other people. The spirit that made the universe, if it's in you, cannot be beaten, cannot be overcome. It will overcome the overcomer, the potential overcomer. This is happiness and unfolding like a flower, the plan which God in mind has planned for you.
More than mere commercial exploitation, it used to be a time for family, for unity, in the remembrance of Jesus Christ. This Christmas, consider helping Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding put Christ back into Christmas by making a donation of $19.95 per month, or whatever you can afford, and help Roy's all-listener-supported program pay forward the help he and his Foundation of Human Understanding have done for you over the years. My dad is a pioneer in helping our returning troops overcome the ravages of PTSD without drugs. He has given away over 300,000 copies of his life-saving techniques to our troops. Go to FHU.com and then to the donate page. If you think about how much your life has been changed by what Roy Masters has helped you understand over these many years, if you think about how many people's lives have been changed because of you over these many years, and think about the future as you continue to help keep this program on the airwaves. FHU.com and then to the donate page. Thank you. The Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3 church. Do you ever feel like you're getting overwhelmed by your own thoughts? Scientists have now seen that thinking leads to behavior. Good thoughts lead to good behaviors. Unhappy, angry thoughts lead to bad ones. Now imagine for just one moment a safe place where you can step away from your thoughts. That's why you need to go to www.antidoteforall.com.
We're always reaching out for an answer and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
7 minutes that will change your life. This technique is being used in the military by people who have been emotionally damaged. Go to www.antidoteforall.com and make a tax-deductible donation so that we can help a veteran an active duty military person that you'll never meet have a better life than they ever dreamed possible.
Okay, so the biggest mistake you make listening to my program, unless you're, you know, a pioneer and if you've heard me before and you like me to pontificate, the biggest mistake you make is not to call me and not to tell me I've got cancer. I've got Skibirus of the Bongo, whatever the name of the disease is. And let me talk with you on a special level, simple level. Call, listen, 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. If you want to call to talk to somebody tonight, 800-877-3227. All right, now let me just read to you a little bit of what I was, I laid off reading. Remember I started off by saying the enemy we're fighting is not a person. They are spirits. And for this reason, we have to be very mindful how we react to the assortment of outrageous injustice to make you one of them. It is true that we should hate evil, which is to say reject it. In order to reject it, you have to be careful not to resent the person in whom the poison dwells. And the reason is subtle in that the form from one root springs forth endless branches of suffering from generation to generation. By resenting a being made in the image of God, you are unknowingly tricked in rejecting the Creator Spirit within you. Hence, conflict and confusion, he gets to you. In other words, the person, flesh and blood, is the image of God, and in that person who is attacking you is that spirit that makes you resent the person and makes the person to blame for what's happening through, and you wouldn't actually think it's the person. No, it's the spirit. So he wants you to make you hate the person so the spirit gets inside you, so because you're hating God and you don't realize it. The image is God in the flesh. It is the form. You're not as pretty as he is, I get you. But never mind, in principle. In principle, that's what it is. Evil operating through its human conduit baits you to hate the person. And by so doing, you become divorced from the ground of your own true being, opening you to penetration forever and making you fix what it did through you as if it was your fault. Be responsible, fix what... But you didn't know you were being tricked into doing wrong things and trying to fix it yourself, and it's not yourself, it's messing you, it's something messing you up. You can't fix yourself, don't you see? So, by hating the person, you open yourself to an evil agenda, and that could be communism, it could be any ism, and both personal and political, literally responding to its will, and so are separating you from the triumph of good within you, by which means evil could have overcome and you could have converted them to good or broke them for trying to get to you. That's what it is. To me, when you mess with what's in me, not me, when you mess with what's in me and you are angry right now with me, it's not me. It's not me that speaks. I don't prepare this. If I read a little bit every now, I do read it some occasionally, not much. I just read what I wrote 30 years ago, a little bit, almost word for word. But I can't help but interrupt my own writing, but it isn't my own writing. I can just, there's more to it. I can't help but see more to it, but I've got to stay with it just for a little bit. As with God, evil likewise acts through human agency. Unlike God in his divine goodness, evil must infect and so possess the created form in order to act through them by means of some kind of subversion and trickery. Mindless terror, violence, and cruelty are the effective tease offerings. Deliberate justice is a powerful tease. Deliberate injustice is a powerful tease in that it offers the forbidden fruit to puff you up with judgment, which tricks you into falling away from that firm ground, original being, from which root might have sprung the all-triumphant good. Through successive traumas and seductions, the resident malevolent force operating within your oppressor penetrates your defenseless soul and slowly but surely reprogramming it to do its will on earth as it is in hell, and that's where you're going, and hence the anxiety. Drugs or alcohol or whatever it is that used to calm your tormented nerves masks the symptoms of a struggle for freedom that you cannot win until you've discovered the truth that sets you free. And in that truth is simply discovering the secret of patient response, patient endurance. There is no response of any kind at all. Anger and fear represent the degree of descent towards into your adversary, and thus triggers embodiment. And when you get upset, it embodies itself in you, it programs you, and you think it's you, and you cannot help but be what you hate, whether you like it or not. And when you're an appeaser, when you don't want to be the bully, then you play the role of an appeaser, and therefore you are duo. You mean you are a cell. You're giving your life to the bully, so the bully does the work. It tells you what to do, and you help him by appeasing him, by emboldening him to do what he shouldn't be doing. See, that's not love. So you see, the real enemy is never a person, but the spirit acting through one who has been overcome as a helpless change agent. That spirit wants you to hate the person in order to enter through you what has become the compliant reactor. Some of your enemies are pathologically wicked that take the perverse pleasure in your suffering. Others, as yourself, are traumatically programmed, unable to control their behavior and being affected by that behavior. Considering that you cannot tell them apart, the good person from the bad one, one person looks good and he's not, and one person's bad and he's not, so you really can't judge it. You must treat them alike. Patient endurance being the perfect defense and offense for every occasion. Do you understand that? It's the perfect defense and offense. If you hang with me, or if you got the strength to hang around me and play with me, or what is acting through me, to be more accurate, because I am the extension of him, as you should be, and you can be, I will show you the way. Be still. I know what be still and know means. I found the secret. It's called the Antidote for All. We give it a name on a website, antidoteforall.com. So some of your enemies are pathologically wicked and take perverse pleasure, like ISIS. Yes, it's just like ISIS. It's just you are prevented by the authorities from being worse than you really are. And all you have to do is have a kind of government that will allow you to be that way, and the bang, it's all over. It's my time to say goodnight. FHU.com, FHU, the Foundation of Human Understanding. Look for Roy Masters. And FHU.com/Christmas
used to mean more than...
All right, please, ladies and gentlemen, please. Be very careful. Those of you who are angry towards me, something in me has overcome you just by sitting there being angry. And it will do one of two things. It will kill you slowly. Strange things happen. You can't know where it's coming from. Or you will get better. And it doesn't matter to me which way you go. I'm all right with both of it. See? And it all works by itself, just like your wickedness works by itself through other people. So does goodness. If it's there, I'll awake you from your sleep. FHU.com, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Say goodnight.